What's up, everybody? Thank you for listening to my podcast. Today I'm going to talk about positivity. The slogan of my touchscreen training system is the system of balance. And it's based on strength, focus, and positivity. With strength, I mean mental and physical strength. Both are equally important. With focus, I mean that super focus that we have when we're in a fight. Whatever happened yesterday, it doesn't really matter. What happens tomorrow doesn't matter either. What matters is that you're right there in the moment. All your senses are sharp. You have that super, super focus. But on the other hand, it also, with focus I also mean, where do you want to be in the next few years? What are your goals? What do you want to achieve? Now focus on that, and I'm sure you will be able to reach that. Number three, positivity. I always say there are no positive results with a negative mindset. And what I mean by that is that when you're walking around the whole day with a negative mindset, everything sucks, this is not good, that's bad, all small little things get to you, then you probably attract more negativity, more bad things will happen to you. However, on the flip side, if you have a positive mindset, and you be thankful, you be grateful, you're happy, you're smiling, you attract a lot of positivity. That's just how it is. Like attracts like. Whatever you broadcast out there in the universe, you'll receive. That's the law of attraction, and that's something I really believe in. Now, how can we relate this to MMA? Picture this. You just walked into the cage. Your opponent is standing across the cage from you. They close the gate, the referee is calling you, giving the last instructions, push you back to your corner, and the fight starts. Now, right from the get-go, your opponent is running up to you, taking you down, passing your guard, ending up in the mount position, and raining punches and elbows on you. Also trying to look for a submission. Now, there's two things and two ways how to approach this. Number one, you'll be like, oh shit, what happened to me? He surprised me. Now he's on the mount. I don't know what to do. His punches are hard. I can't escape this position. You know, I have to give up. Or, you know, you're panicking, right? Now, two things can happen. The referee steps in, you're done. Or you tap out because you already gave up yourself. At the end of the day, it's end of story. Number two, he took you down, he passed your guard, ended up in the mount position, and he's raining down punches. You were like, oh, okay, I made some mistakes. I need to improve my position. I need to find a way how to get out of this. So he'd be blocking his punches, trying to hold on to him, reverse him, get on top, and maybe stand up again. Or you're trying to pass his guard and go to the mount position and return the favor. Or you're blocking his punches, find a little space, get your leg out, move back to the guard position, and try to look for a submission, sweep, or some strikes of your own from there. So, what I'm trying to say is, the one who thought, oh, I'm in a super bad position, I'm a super bad spot, I'll probably give up, I'll probably be finished. He was right. But on the other hand, the guy who was very positive, looked for opportunities, and approached the situation with a positive mindset, he was also right. So both guys, they're right. So it's up to you how you program yourself, what kind of mental state you want to be. So this doesn't only apply to MMA, it also applies to sales, to business, to your daily life, to relationships, to whatever is out there. Hope you guys think about it and act on it. Remember, a smile can travel the whole world.